USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The search for survivors and cleanup is continuing after a monster tornado touched down in Oklahoma. The small town of El Reno was hit hard late on Saturday. It demolished a hotel and ripped through a mobile home park. Survivors described the destruction in the town, which is about 25 miles west of Oklahoma City.
I looked out straight out the window, which was busted, and saw my neighbor's trailer rolling over.
When we got up, the whole house was overturned.
El Reno Mayor Matt White.
We can confirm that we've had two deceased, two fatalities, and we've had 29 transfers to different hospitals. So it's a very serious traumatic event.
The residents say the tornado was so fast they had only a few minutes warning before it hit. Just days ago, the residents of El Reno were battling high water and flooding. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An official welcome for President Trump to Japan's Imperial Palace. There was a ceremonial highlight of the president's four-day visit to Japan, a meeting with Emperor Norihito. A state visit overshadowed by trade tensions between the two countries. President Trump tweeted that he won't press Japan for trade concessions until after July, when Japan holds parliamentary elections. Earlier, the president had a talk with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Five former Michigan Catholic priests have been charged with sexual abuse. The charges came as part of the state attorney general's ongoing investigation into decades of clergy abuse. The priests serve in Detroit, Lansing, and Kalamazoo. Four of them were arrested this week, and a fifth awaits extradition from India. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook is defending its decision to not remove doctored videos of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Millions and millions of people have viewed a video of the California Democrat that makes her appear to be drunk, and YouTube removed the video and duplicates of it. But neither Facebook nor Twitter have done so. An executive for Facebook saying they deemed the video a hoax and dramatically reduced its distribution. However, they say they didn't remove it altogether because they think it's important for people to make their own informed choice on what to believe. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May's exit was prompted by the failed Brexit. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
The pound and British stocks are rising after Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday. One member of the British public thinks May's departure was well overdue.
She needed to go. She needed to go because it's been so long that she'd been messing about. Everyone wants her to go, so it's about time she went. I think it's the best thing she did, to be honest.
Ms. Britt disagrees.
She's a formidable woman, and, you know, for me it's a bit sad, really, that the party weren't supportive as perhaps she should have been with her.
Some investors appear to hope it could unblock the political stalemate over Brexit, though analysts warn it could simply mean another delay.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.